big flat.
Mm-hmm. How about flat grassy country?
Yeah, I've heard that expression too, flat grass. But most of them, they just call them flats, out on the flats.
What was the prairie?
It was what?
The prairie.
Well, that's a flat. That's short grass country. Prairie is short grass country, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then, I like over in Cowell County, over there and around Lone Wolf and Hope, my dad used to run cattle all over that country. But that was a long grass, that was a sage grass country. And here there's a little rolling. Mm. But once in a while you'd find, they'd call them glades where you'd hit that short grass country. Mm. Maybe a glade would be for 200-300 acres. Mm-hmm. Over out there in a big flat, and you'd call it a glade.
Mm-hmm. Did you have meadows? Or anything?
Well, some people did, and where they'd have sage grass and stuff like that, that's for hay. That's a hay meadow, where they cut the hay on it, you mm-hmm. see.
And how about land that's low and sort of wet and soggy?
We call it sub-irrigated.
Uh-huh. Is this what you call it when you were a boy?
Yeah, that's what we call it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a bit boggy, we call it down the bog sometimes, getting into it. Cattle get in there and we call it getting in the bog.
Well, what streams did you have near your home?
Well, we had Elm out here, Elm River and North Fork of Red River.
Mm-hmm.
Just the two. Then we had, of course, some little old creeks and branches. They wasn't named, though, but the two rivers is...
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a creek and a branch. Are these the same, or are they different?
Well, they're about the same. They just creek and branch about the same thing.
About the same size, or...?
No, they mean the same thing. You could have either... Some people call it a branch, some people call it a creek. Most of the southern people call it branch, and the northern people call it creek.
Were there boats around here on any of these streams?
No. I never did have any experience with boats.
Well, what did you call a channel that was cut, perhaps in the side of a hill by water and erosion and things like that?
Well, we'd call it a ditch, a drainage ditch, or something like that.
I was just thinking of one that just was just there. Nobody made it. It just
Well, we just call it a wash.
Uh-huh. And a creek bed that's dry?
This is a dry creek.
In the early days, did you make these places to water your stock? Were you scraped out some dirt?
Yeah, we've done that. Have seeps.
Uh-huh.
Where there'd just be a little water come up top, we'd take scrapers and a team and go in there and scrape them out, or we'd put barrels down and dig a hole and put a barrel in there. I put a lot of them barrels down that way in those seeps, you see, where.
Now, if you put a dam on a wash, or did you do that?
No, we never did do that.
Is that what they're doing now to make it?
Yeah, that's what they're doing now. Uh-huh. But that's to stop the washes on the farms and the terracing, they call it, you mm-hmm. see. But we didn't do that way back down there.
I was wondering more about these little artificial lakes that they're creating for water for their stock.
Yeah, that's ponds, they call them now. Pond and tanks.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between a pond and a tank?
No, they're the same thing.
Do you have any special term for soil that's good and rich?
Well, you'd say a good deep soil, we call it, where it's good heavy soil.
If there's a little sand in it, perhaps?
Well, that's a mixed soil. With a little sand in it, it's mixed.
Is that ever called a loam or a loam?
Yeah, there's a loam, black loam, red loam, and sandy loam.
Mm-hmm. And now to ask you about roads. What would you call a road that leads from the main road up to the house?
Well, that is the private road, what we call them.
Uh-huh. And how about a road that, it's not gravel and not dirt, what are these modern roads?
Well, they're just ordinary wagon roads.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking more of these that we drive on now that are good and hard and firm.
Well, they're built up road, and you got a road bed there, and then put gravel on it, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then to drag it and work that gravel into the saw, and it makes a good road bed.
What do you call a road that leads off from the main road?
Well, that's a feeder road.
And a ditch beside the road?
Well, that's a bar ditch.
And this is a silly one.
All right.
If a boy is out in the field, he's out there with a lot of stones and rocks, you see him reach down and pick something up, and he goes like this. You say, what did he do?
Threw it in a pond.
Uh-huh. And what did he throw?
Rock, stone, rock. Throw the rock once.
Uh-huh.